Hey you guys, welcome back to Living Your Best Life with me, Coach Adam here. I'm back with a nutritional episode for you guys, finally. I know it's been a few weeks. Actually, it's been a few months just because I've been kind of lagging it. I did have a laptop issue, so forgive me. but anyways, back with a nutritional episode. I wanted to talk about creatine. I know, or I'm sure a lot of you have probably heard of creatine, but maybe you're not too sure what it is, what it does, or if you should even take it. And then if you are familiar with creatine, you've probably heard bad things about it. Don't take it, it's not good for you. So what I want to do today is clear up some of that confusion and give you some factual information along with my opinion about it. So let's just get right to it. So first things first, you guys, what is creatine? Let's go ahead and define it. Creatine is a substance that's naturally found in muscle cells, and it helps produce energy during heavy lifting and also high intensity exercise. It's also the top supplement for improving performance in the gym, and studies actually show that it can increase muscle mass, strength, and exercise performance. Additionally, it's also been shown to help lower blood sugar and improve brain function. There is still a lot of research being done in that area, but they have seen some significant improvement in the research that's been done so far. As far as safety and effectiveness of it, like I said earlier, a lot of people believe creatine is unsafe and it has a lot of negative side effects. The problem with that, guys, is that there's no scientific evidence to support any of those claims. So all the research that's been done on creatine has only shown positive effects. There has been no negative results in regards to any of these studies. It's one of the world's most tested supplements and has the best safety profile. So out of all the supplements that you hear about in the industry, creatine has been the most tested and has the safest results. So why should someone use creatine? So creatine is really a main supplement, and it's very popular among elite athletes and bodybuilders and a lot of people who work out like every day religiously, kind of like me. But it's been in those bodybuilders and athletes and everyone like that, it's been shown to help with gaining muscle, with enhancing strength, and then improving that exercise performance. Exercise performance in terms of being able to have maximum output throughout the whole session, right? So that's what it means to improve your exercise performance. Creatine actually shares many chemical similarities with amino acids. Amino acids are the important compounds in your body that help build protein. If you haven't heard of, I think I talked about them in one of my episodes about protein. There's 20 amino acids, 9 of them essential, 11 of them we can get through diet. I'm sorry, 11 of them our body produces, 9 of them we get through diet. So your body can produce its own creatine through those amino acids that are called glycine and arginine. So it is available in the body. So it can't be a bad thing if you supplement with something that you already have. So since you already have some, there are other sources of it, not just supplements. Half of your body's creatine comes from the food you eat, especially in red meat and seafood. So if you're vegetarian or vegan, I'm sorry, red meat and seafood do have the highest bioavailable amounts of creatine. The rest is produced in your liver and in your kidneys from those amino acids, glycine and arginine. Okay, so if you're not eating meat, if you are not consuming red meat or seafood, then you definitely have to look into supplementing creatine in your diet. All right, so the full name of creatine is creatine phosphate, and we got to know where it's found, right? So 95% of the body's creatine is stored in your muscles in the form of what's called phosphocreatine. The other 5% is found in your brain and the testes. So for males, that's where it's found. When you supplement, you are increasing your stores of phosphocreatine. All right. The phosphocreatine is a form of stored energy in your cells, and that's what helps produce what's called ATP. I'm going to say it, stick with me. It's adenosine triphosphate, ATP. It's a high energy molecule that we produce when we exercise, when we have those intense bursts of effort. It's typically called the body's energy currency. When you have more of the ATP available, your body can perform better during that exercise. All right. Creatine can also alter some cellular. Sorry. Creatine can also alter some cellular processes, and that can lead to increased muscle mass, strength, and recovery as well. So, definitely a lot of good benefits so far. I'm definitely gonna get list a lot more. So if you've been unsure about creatine, hopefully, we're not even 10 minutes in and there's already so much good things about it. The second thing creatine can do is improve your health and athletic performance in many different ways. So first one is a boosted workload. This enables more total work or volume in a single training session, which is a key factor in long-term muscle growth. If you're able to produce more work or push more weight or perform more reps in that one training session, over time you'll be able to build that muscle growth. All right, so boosted workload is a key factor in long-term muscle growth. The second thing it's going to improve is your cell signaling. Cell signaling is what's going to aid in your muscle repair and your muscle growth, and that's what we all look for when we're strength training. The third thing it's going to do is going to raise your anabolic hormones. Studies note a rise in hormones such as IGF-1. That's what's insulin-like growth factor, and that plays an important role in childhood growth as well as bone strength and muscle strength in older adults. And that's what happens after you take creatine. The fourth thing you're gonna experience is increased cell hydration. I think this is the one that people kind of refer to when they talk about creatine, is that you gain water weight, and that's true to a certain extent. The reason that happens is creatine lifts the water content within your muscle cells, and that causes a cell volumization effect, so it makes the muscle cells bigger and plays a role in that muscle growth. So yes, you're gaining water, but only because your muscles are growing, so they need more water. All right, so it's not necessarily water weight, it's muscle growth that just happens to be because of the water content. So take that, or yeah, take that. No, take that into consideration. That's what I was trying to say. Sheesh. Haven't done this in a while. I miss you guys. The next one, it's going to reduce your protein breakdown. It may increase your total muscle mass by reducing muscle breakdown. So creatine is stopping the breakdown of the proteins in your muscle tissue, which if it's not breaking down, then the only way to go is up, right? It's going to build that muscle mass on top of the muscle tissue that's already there because it's not breaking apart. And then the last thing we're going to see, it's going to lower your myostatin levels. Elevated levels of the protein myostatin, that's what the protein's called, can slow or inhibit new muscle growth. So if we have high myostatin levels in our body, we're going to inhibit muscle growth. If we take creatine, if we supplement with creatine, if we eat red meat and seafood, we're going to lower those levels, and it's going to reduce the inhibition of the muscle growth. So you're going to see a much More, I'm sorry, you're gonna see a much greater increase in your growth potential. All right. And you'll also notice when you supplement with creatine, it's gonna increase the phosphocreatine stores in your brain, which is gonna improve your brain health, improve symptoms of any neurological diseases. So there are some studies, I'm gonna get to it a little bit later, about brain health and how beneficial creatine can be, not just for our muscles and our athletic performance, but also for our mental health. So first I'm going to go over how creatine actually works in our muscles, a little bit of the effects on strength and exercise performance, and then we'll go over the effects on the brain. So first we'll start with how does creatine affect muscle growth? Creatine is an effective supplement for both short and long-term muscle growth. It's going to assist many people, including sedentary individuals, older adults, and elite athletes. So it's not specific to just one type of person that exercises or doesn't exercise or is a bodybuilder or isn't, right? It's good for everybody. It's just good for our biology and our physiology to have creatine. We naturally produce it. It's in our food. Why not supplement with it? There's been two studies. There's one, it's a 14-week study in older adults, and it showed that adding creatine to a resistance training program significantly increased leg strength and muscle mass. All right, so if you're adding creatine to your routine already, you're gonna see that increase in about 6 to 8 weeks. This one's a 14-week study in older adults who weren't exercising to begin with. All right, so if you're already doing it, add some creatine, you'll notice a significant difference in your training performance as well as your results. There was another study in weightlifters. It was a 12-week study, and it showed that it increased muscle fiber growth 2 to 3 times more than training without creatine. So the total body mass doubled, and their one rep max on their bench press also increased. All right, so if you've maxed out on your bench press and you want to see if you can go just a little bit more and you just hit a plateau, supplement with creatine, eat a little more red meat or something, and you'll definitely notice an increase in your power output. There was also a large review of the most popular supplements, and it selected creatine as the single most effective supplement for adding muscle mass in both untrained individuals and elite athletes. So those two studies are proof of that. The 14-week study in adults who hadn't trained before and the 12-week study in weightlifters. It showed significant increases for both parties. All right, so it's not just for one type of person. So along with increasing the muscle mass, like I've said it a few times, it's going to improve your strength, your power, and your high-intensity exercise performance. All right, there was a review, and it showed that adding creatine to a training program increased your strength by 8%, your weightlifting performance by 14%, and your one rep max by up to 43%. All right, that's a huge increase. All right, so if you're really trying to push yourself and push yourself to the max, creatine in your diet, creatine as a supplement is going to be super, super beneficial. All right, there was a report. It showed in well-trained strength athletes, so, you know, people who train every day, 28 days of supplementing increased their bike sprinting performance by 15%. That's crazy. That's pretty cool. In 1 month, like less than a month. I know, I read it already. I'm the one who wrote this down, and I still think it's cool. Like, it's news to me. The second thing, guys, here, creatine also helps maintain your strength and training performance while increasing your muscle mass during those intense training sessions. Those noticeable improvements are mainly caused by your body's increased capacity to produce what we talked about earlier, ATP, adenosine triphosphate. That's your body's energy currency. And normally, after 10 seconds of intense effort, so take, for example, a sprint. You go all out for 10 seconds, your ATP is basically depleted after 10 seconds. And then our body kicks into our two different energy systems to help us keep that effort and maintain effort past 10 seconds. But ATP is depleted after those first 10 seconds. And so since creatine can help us produce more ATP, you can maintain that full effort for a few seconds longer. So instead of a 10-second sprint, you may be able to go a full 15 seconds all out. So if you want to try it out and experiment with it, give it a try. Start taking creatine, take your baseline on sprints, take your baseline on some bench press or squats, and see how you can increase with that. All right, so now let's get into the effects of creatine on the brain. This one's really cool. Just like our muscles, your brain stores phosphocreatine, and it requires plenty of ATP for optimal function. So if we don't have enough ATP, our brains aren't operating at their optimal capacity. So these are the studies that I thought were cool. It showed that supplementing may improve the following conditions. First one, Alzheimer's disease. We know how devastating that can be for families, and we know how devastating that can be for the person themselves. So if you're able to add creatine as a supplement, I would recommend adding it now. You can also improve Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease. Huntington's disease is a disease where the brain's nerve cells gradually break down. So you end up starting to lose motor function, speech function, just movement of your body in general. It also can improve what's called an ischemic stroke, and that's a blockage in an artery that supplies blood to your brain. Once you stop supplying blood to your brain, you reduce your oxygen flow, you can get brain damage. Epilepsy, brain or spinal cord injuries, motor neuron disease, and memory and brain function in older adults has been shown to improve when supplementing with creatine. There's also a 6-month study in children with traumatic brain injury, and it observed a 70% reduction in fatigue and 50% reduction in dizziness. Creatine's pretty amazing, you guys. There's also research that suggests creatine can also aid older adults, vegetarians, like I mentioned earlier, and those at risk of neurological diseases. So if you have a history of neurological disease in your family, adding creatine may be able to, I guess, improve that, the possibility of not getting it. Vegetarians tend to have lower creatine stores because they don't eat meat, which is the main natural dietary source. And there was a study that showed that vegetarians who supplemented with creatine caused a 50% improvement on a memory test and a 20% improvement on intelligence test scores. So creatine definitely has an effect on your brain health. If you don't believe me, there are studies out there, you guys. I'll show you. Even in healthy adults, though, if you're not vegetarian, if you don't have any issues like that, creatine supplementation can improve your short-term memory and intelligence. So if you don't have issues now and you start taking creatine, you may just see improvements on top of where you are now. Why not? It's like, I don't know, easy, cheap medicine. I don't know, you know, that it's a miracle drug. It's a miracle supplement. And while there is still research being done on these areas, there has been indications that creatine can help lower blood sugar levels, improve muscle function and quality of life in older adults, and may help treat non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So take some creatine, you guys. But I'm sure you're wondering, all right, coach, I do want to take creatine now. Shit sounds awesome. How do I do it though? Like, what does it taste like? First of all, there's a lot of creatine supplements out there. Most of them are flavorless. I would recommend a flavorless one. If you need one, I can recommend one for you. Hit me up, check my link in my Instagram. But it's flavorless, and the most common and well-researched supplement form is called creatine monohydrate. All right, so what you want to do is you want to start with a loading phase. You typically do this when you supplement, you load your body up with it, and then you kind of go back to the normal dosage of what you're supposed to do and like what's on the label. But when you start with a loading phase, what this does is it leads to a rapid increase in your muscle stores of creatine. So you got to load up your muscles with creatine so it can start using it. So to load with it, you're gonna wanna take 20 grams per day for the first week. So that's 100 grams the first week. And you don't have to take it all at once. You can split it out throughout the day, 5 grams and 4 different drinks, whatever you want. 10 grams, I don't care. Just 20 grams for a day for the first week. And you're gonna wanna take it with a meal. And that's gonna want a heavy protein-based or a carb-based meal so your body can absorb it. And when I say carbs, I don't mean French fries, okay? I mean a healthy carbohydrate. Vegetables, anything like that to help your body absorb it. After your first week, after your loading week, you're gonna take the recommended dosage, which is 3 to 5 grams per day to maintain high levels in your muscles. And again, we talked about hydration levels. Since creatine pulls water into your muscles, make sure you're drinking plenty of water. I feel like I don't have to tell you that. I feel like everyone should be drinking plenty of water already, but drink more water, all right? And then as far as safety and side effects, I think I said at the very beginning, it's one of the safest research supplements, and there are no known side effects. All right. There are studies lasting up to 4 years already, and they've revealed no negative effects. So they did a really comprehensive study on on creatine, they measured 52 blood markers and they observed no adverse effects after 2 years of supplementing. So that's pretty good, actually. No side effects, you know, and all these front effects. I don't know. All these benefits. Sorry, that was stupid. Anyways, there's also no evidence that creatine harms the liver or the kidneys when taking standard doses. So don't let anyone tell you otherwise. There's just been no studies to prove that it's negative for people. All right. However, if you do have pre-existing conditions with your liver or your kidney or anything like that, definitely consult your doctor before doing something like this, because you don't want to hurt yourself inadvertently. All right. But the bottom line, creatine is one of the cheapest, most effective, and safest supplements you can take. It supports quality of life in older adults, brain health, and exercise performance. And vegetarians who don't get enough creatine from their food and older adults may find supplementing very useful. All right. So take creatine. Sorry for that long pause. But yeah, vegetarians, older adults, and just really anyone in general can use creatine supplements, more so the two I mentioned previously, because they're not getting enough in their food anymore. So adding creatine as a supplement is going to be your best option. All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't yet, make sure to follow me on Instagram, and please leave a review on my podcast so others know what you really think about it. Because right now, I don't think anyone knows. You guys listen to it. Just saying. No, but seriously, reviews actually help me out. Just algorithm-wise, when you put reviews on Spotify, it shows that it's being listened to. So it moves it up in the rankings or whatever. But yeah, that'll help me out. That'll help me put more content out. So just, I help you, you help me, right? Also, if you're interested in those supplements that I was talking about earlier that I recommend, especially with now that we're talking about creatine, check the link in my Instagram bio. It'll take you right to the page. You can order from there. You'll get a discount as well. And then I also recommend you check out my class training schedule. If you're in the area, I would love to see you there. Just click that link, sign up for class, message me that you're coming. And yeah, that'll be fun. Anyways, I'll talk to you guys all next time. Until then, have a great week. Remember to love yourself and be the best version of yourself. Bye.